Well, hey guys, welcome to Not Sunday. Today, Adam and I are going to be playing a little game. Will it go well? Will it go bad? Who knows?
You'll just have to guess.
Guess.
Ooh.
Who? On camera on?
Camera.
You know what that means.
We're
live from New York. It's Saturday night. Welcome to Not Sunday.
Hello.
What day is it? Is it Monday, Tuesday,
we Wednesday, don't know.
Thursday,
we Friday? Just know that it's not Sunday.
It's not Sunday, and that's all that's important.
That's right. People will wonder, what day do you film this on? And we will say, not Sunday.
Not Sunday.
That's right.
You got excited. Six other chances.
That's right. If you guess it correctly, guess which day you think that we record in the comments below. And if you've been on the show, you can't comment because it's cheating.
If they answer correctly, they get a moldy breakfast sandwich from when Erica was on.
We still have it.
They also get your painting from finger painting.
It was the best.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, fine. Can I just say really fast?
I know what you're going to say.
The other day, my own amazing wife walked into my office. We have all of the paintings proudly displayed in my office. And without knowing which one I painted, she looked at mine and she said, "Who painted that?" And I said, "It was me." She goes, "I think that's the best one." And I could have cried.
She's blinded by love.
She didn't know it was mine.
I'm disgusted by her. Like, once she said that, I was like, there's something.
She didn't know it was
there's
mine.
Something there, Britt.
It's
I love,
love.
Britt.
Unbreakable love.
She just knew the bomb. Essence. She's
she
like,
could feel it.
The purple base. That's Adams.
She just loves things that don't look that great. And that's me. That's why she loves me.
That reminds me of when I was an intern. Do you know what I'm going to say? When I was an intern.
Brittany loved you?
No. Well, she does. Hopefully. I don't know.
Maybe.
Who's to say? On intern fun day, when we're all on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And Abby and I were making fun of you about something.
Yep.
And you yelled from the captain's seat of the boat. You're like, "Well, my wife thinks I'm attractive, and that's all that matters."
That's the only thing
that matters. My wife thinks I'm attractive.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. There's been,
there's been
a lot going on recently. It's funny. A couple episodes ago, we had our Star Wars rankings. So
yes.
We have amended those relationships with Will. Now, I think he's forgiven.
he's still on the fence.
Still, I want to let you know that I've gotten a couple texts. This was on my mind because May the 4th was this past
week.
Or could be today.
Could it be today? I don't know. Don't give it away.
Don't give it away.
We don't want to give away the moldy breakfast sandwich on your painting.
That's right. And I had a couple students actually text me. One of them was very adamant that your rankings were the worst Star Wars rankings that they had ever
seen.
Yes.
Oh, who?
I can't tell you.
Who was it?
They remain anonymous.
That's so annoying. Come at me. Don't hide in the shadows. Meet me here.
They don't know when to meet you here because they don't know when this is happening.
That's true. I'm safe. That's funny. I have gotten a lot of comments on people telling me their rankings.
Yeah.
And I've gotten in a couple of fights with my two friends about Solo because I was bashing Solo. And they're like, "Solo's so good." And I was like, "It's not that good."
Everybody's allowed to be wrong.
Yeah.
That's totally an okay thing.
It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
I like that we both agreed that Solo was the lowest.
Yeah, I agree too. I think that's funny.
Yeah.
So we had a Star Wars day here at the church where we had a staff lunch, and I dressed up as a Jedi by using what I believe was either a Joseph costume or a Jesus costume.
I think it was Joseph. Usually Jesus is in all white and he's got a purple sash.
You're right.
That's usually classic Jesus costume.
Definitely a Joseph costume, but it just kept making me think of the Obi-Wan Kenobi picture of him as Jesus that people have on. This old lady had an old picture of. It's literally Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor on her mantle. And it's "Oh, this is Jesus." It's "No, Grandma, that's Obi-Wan.
That's Obi-Wan."
That's Obi-Wan Kenobi. So I don't know. I just thought about that. And then that also made me think about how just his face up there and being like, "Well, who is that? I thought it was Jesus." And that brings us to our game today.
I was like, "Where is he going? Doing this?"
We're gonna play a game today. So since it's just you and I, We're going to play a little game of Guess Who.
Guess Who.
So, and if you know Betsy and I, we cannot do this in the normal way. We're we're going to play Guess Who in such a way that we are very judgmental about these characters.
Like a subjective vibe.
Yeah.
I've seen it on TikTok. This isn't my own idea.
Okay.
So I saw it on TikTok.
Betsy has brought this forward where we play this in such a way that we... just judge these people?
Yeah, you're just judging these people. So, like, you know when you're like, don't judge a book by its cover?
That's exactly what we're
doing. This is what we're doing.
Okay. So, have you already selected a person?
I have selected my person.
Okay, I have not. So, I'm gonna pick my person. Let's see here. This is... I really like... Yeah. Okay, here we go. I think I've got it. Yep. I've got it. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got this. So, we're going to play... Are we playing for anything today? Is there anything that we're... that's at stake?
Oh, man. What could be at stake? The person who wins gets to pick where we go to lunch.
Ooh, okay. That's fair.
That's fair.
That's very fair.
Fair.
The funny thing is that I feel like Betsy doesn't like to pick where we go to lunch.
I do.
Okay. I don't know.
Maybe I want to lose.
Maybe I want to lose.
I don't want to pick.
I feel like I don't like being the person that decides. It's like, just tell me where you guys want
to
go.
At my house, whenever we do DoorDash, okay? So we have, no one likes to pick at our house.
That sounds like a horrible thing.
So we have one person pick three options. Mm-hmm. The next person gets rid of one of those options. And the last person gets to pick between the two.
Okay.
It's a very fair way to choose.
Mm.
It's a good system we came up with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, on that note...
Just a little highlight. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to?
I'll go first, because I've got a really good one that I've been looking at these people, I'm like, all right, so...
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Does your person look like, at any point in their life, they could have worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken?
That was the one. You're like, this is good. Honestly, yeah.
Yo!
Yeah, and I think they, yeah.
What?
Yeah, 100%.
They could have worked there?
Yeah.
That eliminates, like, I'm about to destroy you. Look at this. Look at how many.
How many did you get?
Clickety-clack.
Oh, no.
Clickety-clack.
A clickety-clack.
At least these very specific people.
Oh, no. Okay. Is your person on TikTok?
Ooh, I would say reluctantly.
Reluctantly?
Yeah.
Did they go on during quarantine?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They seem like it wouldn't, like they did it as like they a joke.
They did?
They're on it as like a joke, and then they're like, I actually kind of really like this. They don't post anything, though. They're not somebody who makes videos.
Okay. I feel like I got the right people.
Okay.
That would be on TikTok.
I think the thing I'm a little worried about here is that I've only got like five people left already.
I mean, you could be completely wrong though.
I really hope not. Because I feel like my question was so good.
It was a good question. It was out of nowhere.
All right. Okay. Does this person appreciate facial hair in the same way that Will appreciates facial hair?
Yeah.
Am I going to be a two guesser? I feel like it's over. Can I guess who it is?
No.
Yes.
No, you can't. Yes.
Is it Joshua?
No.
No. What do you mean? Oh my
goodness. Joshua.
Yeah.
Which one's Joshua?
He's got white hair. He literally looks like Colonel Sanders.
Oh, no, no, no.
What?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay.
You're wrong.
What do I do now?
You have to start over.
Oh, no. That's not good. All right.
He does look like Colonel Sanders.
So right. It is a boy.
No, Joshua looks like Colonel Sanders.
Dang it. I thought I caught you. All right. Well, then I guess I'll undo these. You asked me a question. Okay. Man, I was so confident.
Take that.
Okay, well, at least I know potentially. So I just need to look for people with mustaches then, potentially. That's going to be my go-to then.
Okay.
If they appreciate facial hair like Will does.
Okay. Would you describe... Does your person go to Starbucks frequently?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
All the time?
Yes. Yeah, I would say yes. That would be my answer. Look at all the click. This is so clicky. Clickety clack.
Okay.
All right, I've moved away from my initial, and now we're just kind of looking at people with facial hair.
Okay.
So we've kind of got that down.
Okay.
Does this person look like they would not be allowed within 100 feet of a school building? 100%. Oh gosh. Okay. I'm really drawn to a couple people here.
Oh no. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
Would you describe your person as a Karen?
I would say no, not a Karen. No. They look like they wouldn't really be a Karen.
Okay. What?
All right. My guess, does your person look like they have not showered in quite some time? Yes! Okay. Can I guess again? Am I allowed to do that?
You can guess.
Is it Justin?
No!
No! What do you mean it's not Justin? He's so scrappy.
Which one's Justin?
Justin, I can't even. You see him up on the top?
I'm looking for him.
Where did he go? He's on the bottom.
Oh, I see him.
I see him. Come on.
That's what he looks like. Brown hair. He looks a little like Leonardo DiCaprio. You're wrong. Two for two, wrong.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Is your person a soccer mom?
No, they are not a mom at all. Not a mom at all. Might be married to one, though. I get those vibes.
Okay. That's helpful.
Potential.
Okay.
Man, I'm running out of ideas here. Maybe we just have different views of who wouldn't be allowed near a school building.
Maybe.
Facial hair looks a little creepy. Is this person look like they could be your grandpa?
No.
Okay. That's helpful. Not a grandpa. All right. We're so bad at this.
Okay, did this person in college play guitar and like only know one song and was kind of granola?
1,000%. Yeah. Wow, that's like really specific. Oh, are you you're confident?
I'm confident. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is yours Brandon?
It's not.
No. Okay.
What do you got against Brandon? He looks like a nice railroad man.
He looks a little hipstery.
He does a little bit. Okay, that's
fair. Wait, okay. So he 100% did that in college?
I would say, yeah, 100% definitely did.
Okay. I think I have a guess.
You're going to try again?
No.
Okay, I'll go then. I would say, does this person look like... Oh, man. I was looking at their eyes, and they're all terrifying. Like, I just realized how scary all the eyes
are. Yeah, the eyes are...
Like, they're all weird. It's all scary. Yeah. Does this person look like they would give good hugs?
No.
Okay. So all good huggers. That guy looks like he'd give good hugs. No, I don't know about that one.
Okay.
What are you thinking? What's your guess?
Is your person a coach of like a sports team?
I feel like if it was like their little kid's sports team. I'm just picking up like some strong strong dad vibes.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Are you gonna try again?
I'm gonna guess again.
Okay.
Is your person William?
No, it's not. William does not look like he looks like he doesn't have children. No. I have another guess too.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it Tyler?
No.
Dang it.
No.
We're bad at
You're stuck on one thing.
I am.
You're discrediting. You're assuming something about what I said, and you're running with it.
Oh.
And I know where you went wrong.
Oh, no. It's the mustache thing, isn't it? That means it's a girl. Dang it. Ugh. I was just looking at weird men with mustaches. Also, this woman doesn't look like
she would be... Is that what you're calling Will?
What?
A weird man with a mustache?
Oh, 100%.
Poor Will. Poor Will.
I love you, Will.
No, you don't. Okay. Does this person give off math teacher vibes?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, definitely math teacher vibes. I would say yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is your person Nick?
No. Nick definitely does look like... Nick looks more like a physics guy to me. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I'm stuck.
I am too. Now I have to figure out... This is going not as well as I had thought, because I think that we don't know each other as well as maybe we thought, Betsy. Maybe we assume different things about people.
Maybe we do.
We have different assumptions about different people.
This is difficult. I thought this would be easier.
I did too. It's okay. We're learning. And learning is good.
Can I guess again? I think we both get to make one final guess.
Okay. And yeah, we probably should just...
Okay. So my final guess...
Yes.
...is yours, Jake.
Very close. It is not Jake.
Darn it.
It is... Let me tell you who it is.
Yeah.
It's Joseph. He's on the bottom,
yeah,
bottom row in the middle. That man definitely played guitar. Downloaded TikTok as a joke.
I did not. I put him down for the guitar thing.
No, he definitely looks like he.
He didn't look granola.
He hasn't picked up a guitar. You said used to be.
I know.
I feel like used to be granola. Now is like full dad mode.
Darn it.
Full dad mode.
Okay.
He
was in like at least in one of my contenders.
Okay, now I have to figure out somebody who's not allowed within 100 feet of a school building.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciates facial hair. That is a woman. So she's just an appreciator of facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who doesn't like hugs. It's a bad hugger.
A bad hugger.
I feel like I'm down. I'm stuck between two.
Okay, who are your two?
I feel like...
I will, if you guess either one of these, I will let you make two guesses.
Okay. I feel like it's either Rachel.
No.
My other guess, I'm less sure of this one. I was really kind of dialing in on Rachel there. Or is it... I feel like I gotta go Emily.
No.
No!
It's a man.
It's a man!
He has a huge beard.
You're confused.
David. Ah! He appreciates facial hair as much as Will does. He has a huge beard.
I thought we were talking about the mustache.
No, you said facial hair.
Ugh. I'm bad at this. It didn't work. That's okay.
Well, that means... Will and Matt get to pick where we go to lunch.
I think you're right. That's actually a little terrifying to me. I don't know if I like that. Oh, my gosh. Well,
Heartbreak City.
Tried. We tried. It worked out okay. The game is not as easy as it appears to be.
No.
Because we have different assumptions about people. Isn't that a weird lesson that we learned today? Today's show is also brought to you by the letter Y. Just turn into like, I don't know. Did we not get consent from Y? Did they not sign the contract?
I thought you were supposed to do that, Will.
Yeah, that was... Will, did you do that? Did you get... No? No. Okay, so... Whoops.
Whoops. Cat's out of the bag now.
Well, anyways, on that note...
Yikes.
Yikers.
Yikers.
Also starts with the letter Y.
That's true.
Well, we learned some things about each other today, that maybe we're not as good of friends as we thought. So maybe next week it'll just be me, all by myself.
Why would it just be you? Why would it not just be me?
We could talk about it later. Yep, anyways.
Well, what are you going to talk about next week? Because I can't do it.
That's right. Well, shoot. I mean, yeah, I guess that means it's me. Next week, join me whenever I talk about how to learn juggling chainsaws that are on fire. So it'll be a live...
I've seen you practice.
Yeah, live week. Demonstration. And I'll probably pull in a couple of people to volunteer and be guests. So there's nothing... I mean, there's nothing beats just like really kind of going for it. You just try it straight up. Cold turkey. So... That's next week on Not Sunday. I'm Adam.
I'm Betsy.
And this has been
Not Sunday.
Bye, guys.